You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
By the way, was that one of the real ones? Was that a real app with the bathroom
that
app?
That was one of the real ones. Yeah, where'd you poop? Yeah. You're going to get that app?
Heck yeah. I want to know what's available, if you know what I mean.
What use is that? All right, so why don't we start with, we're going to get to National Spouses Day in a minute here. But first, let's get to what Les Snead said about Jared Goff today. Go ahead and play what's down there as the long one, Jorge.
I mean the full one?
The full one.
I gotcha.
To some of Sean's comments after the season, is there a scenario where Jared Goff would not be on the Rams roster in the upcoming season?
Well, I told you it's way too early to get into specifics. I think on Sean, though, I think we've all gotten to know Sean, who he is, just a great person, right? One of those people you can get in the bunker with, turn your back, and know that he's got your back. Highly competent, very humble. He has high standards. He holds everyone to those high standards. He expects all of us to meet those standards, himself included. And what I can say, he's not going to apologize for holding all of us, everyone, to high standards, including the quarterback.
No, I understand that, but just from a team composition standpoint, moving forward, and I know you can't get into specifics, but is there a scenario where you guys would trade or cut Jared Goff?
Again, not going to get into specifics on those. That's that beautiful mystery of the future. But what I can say is once we're refreshed and emotions removed, we'll sit down and try to figure out, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I know Sean definitely wants to make sure we get back to maybe being more explosive, scoring more points.
More points.
Not turning the ball over as much. But
God, who does
with that? Jared, with Sean, since they've started partnering together, Jared has more wins than any other quarterback except Tom Brady. So there has been successes there. And now the vision, the goal is to look at the model, see if there's some tweaks to be made to make sure we get back to who we want to be in advance of those next two games.
Okay, and finally, I'm sorry. So you can't say at this moment that Jared Goff will be on the team in 2021.
What I can say is Jared Goff's a Ram in this moment. And I said it's way too early to speculate. The future, that's a beautiful mystery.
Beautiful. Well, no, you got it now, Jorge. You got to play the Bill Plaschke exchange, because if you heard that whole exchange, you would say,
yep.
Wow, they're not very high on Jared Goff, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be there next year. And if just in case you were on the fence, or just in case you were wondering, Bill Plaschke steps up to the plate and basically answers the question once and for all.
Given your uncertainty today, you could end all this. You're setting yourself up for a whole summer of questions about Jared. You could end it right now by saying he's a quarterback of the future for this team. So, I mean, you realize what you're setting yourself up for here.
Well, I mean, but in this job, right, you're always going to get questions. So I think that.
But I'm giving you a chance. I'm giving you one more chance to say he's your quarterback.
Oh, Jared Goff's he's a Ram, right? Right now.
Right now.
So what's the date? I'll look at January 26th. I mean, that's a fact. That's obvious. He's right. I mean, he's number two in wins. Him and Sean have partnered together. I mean, Tom Brady's got more. And the things Tom Brady's doing, I don't even know if I can put that in words. I mean, so that's been a heck of a partnership. What I do know is, and I think the real thing that should come out of this is, hey, we want to be a better offense.
as of January 26th, Jared Goff is a Ram. That's basically as far as Les Snead would go in support of the guy who has started for the last, 4 years for the Los Angeles Rams. As of January 26th, he is a Ram.
Jeez, that's harsh.
That's as rough as I've ever heard. There are a lot of ways to answer that politically and kind of brush aside any controversy. He chose to take the most difficult path by suggesting that, hey, who's the quarterback next year? It's a magical mystery. Sounds like the answer to the magic, a beautiful mystery, is not going to be Jared Goff as starting quarterback. And now the question is,
who are you getting?
Now the question is, Les Snead's a guy who shoots big. He shoots high. If Aaron Rodgers really wants out of Green Bay, Deshaun Watson really wants out of Houston, Matthew Stafford is going to be traded maybe in the next 2 weeks. Any of those guys are better than Jared Goff. Would you? That's undeniable.
Correct.
But is there a way to do it? That's the question. Can it be done? Given Jared Goff, if you cut him, it's a $65 million cap hit.
They're not going to cut him. They're not going to cut him.
If you trade him, it's a $22 million cap hit.
Yeah, they would have to trade him. And what I've always found, Mace, in professional sports, you only need one team. You only need one team that says, oh, I can fix Jared Goff. I see this happen in the NBA all the time. Some guy that's been around forever gets traded, and you go, oh, my God, why would they take on that contract? Because they think their coaches and their front office can get this guy back to where he was.
Right.
So I think what Les Snead is suggesting is that some team out there will say, I can turn Jared Goff back into the quarterback he was in 2017. We're rolling the dice with Jared Goff. That's how you get your dance of the lemons. We get Matt Stafford, they get Jared Goff, and all of a sudden everybody is on to their next thing.
By the way, I don't think that's a ridiculous concept. Brad Holmes, who was the college scouting director for the Rams when they drafted Jared Goff, is now the general manager of the Detroit Lions. He knows Jared Goff really well, and he may think we can get something out of Jared Goff that the Rams haven't been able to get out of him, and Matthew Stafford is the guy that we send back in the deal. Same thing, by the way, with Matt LaFleur. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator, worked hands-on with Jared Goff. Maybe he sees something in Jared Goff. I just think it sounds like it's over. Because he could have answered any of those questions
completely differently. By the way, he's coming on with Sedano and LZ. Les Snead's coming on with Sedano and LZ in their 4 o'clock hour today.
Yeah, at 4:40.
And so Sedano and LZ will try and get him to clarify, but it sounds like Bill Plaschke tried several times, and Les is where he's at with this. So, and Les,
yeah,
is a really, Les is a really smart guy, and he normally tells the truth.
What was that, Lance?
No, that was George playing
goodbye.
That was George. Sorry about
song.
That. Sorry about that. Okay.
Oh, hey, Mace, let me read this tweet to you from John Heyman, who covers MLB. The Brewers are one of two mystery teams showing interest in Justin Turner.
Ugh.
Dodgers, Blue Jays, and one more mystery contender are in the Derby. Turner, for now, will only consider contenders, but has a final four. So that would be Dodgers, Jays, Brewers, and one more.
They got to keep Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, don't add that.
Depends who they get. Depends if they're able to get somebody to go out and replace him. Would you be all that bummed out if Edwin Rios was in the everyday lineup?
Yes.
I wouldn't. He can
completely
hit.
Unproven.
Yeah, but he can hit.
Yeah, but completely unproven. And by the way, unproven in the postseason. Played very little in the postseason. When Justin Turner steps to the plate in the postseason, I'm like, yeah, that's the guy we wanted to play.
But you wouldn't give him 4 years.
I wouldn't give him 4 years, but I think he's critically important to bring back, especially since Nolan Arenado and Chris Bryant and Eugenio Suarez from Cincinnati, as Jim Bowden said a little while ago, they're asking for way too much. So, yeah, I would. I think it's critical that they bring Justin Turner back. I will be very disappointed if he doesn't come back. Okay, so coming up for you at the bottom of the hour, mean tweets. John, you sent mean tweets to Greg and Amanda, right?
I did.
And I sent mean tweets to Greg and Amanda, and they are both voiceover artists now here on the station. So this is sort of a twofold thing. They are going to read these mean tweets. We'll see how mean they can be, but also we will judge their performance on the tweets. Who's a better voiceover talent,
now, is
Amanda
Bergman,
or Greg?
Is Bergman still having a bad day? Because the other day he was having a bad day, so I threw him a bone and said he was better than Amanda, but Amanda got mad about it, so I might have to swing back to Amanda today. But is Bergman still, like, in a depression for some reason?
I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think today I haven't heard from him, so I think we can just say what we say.
Okay, good.
All right, John, it's National Spouses Day. Mm-hmm. And you and I both have spouses. You and Lisa have been together for how long?
We met in 1993. So what's that make that? 27 years.
27 years.
28. Wow. That's our 28th year together.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic. So what makes, now on National Spouses Day, what makes Lisa great?
Okay, there are a lot of things. She's awesome. But this is the one that jumped out when you asked me. I can count on one hand in 27 years the amount of times Lisa's been in a bad mood. Like
really?
Right now, off the top of my head, I can't even think of two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, she's always up, which is really a great
That's
trait
nice.
In a spouse.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah. Well, how about you? What is the trait about Juan that you want that you like the most?
I'll say Bobcat in the Sack.
That is very important.
It is.
Yeah.
No, the truth is. Juan holds the entire Steve Mason operation together. If you took Juan out of this equation, my life would literally fall apart.
I liked Bobcat in the Sack better.
Oh, yeah, Bobcat in the Sack is absolutely the truth. That's the main good quality. But the rest of it is he holds all my stuff together.
Hey, there you go, good.
Yeah, all my stuff together.
Excellent.
All right, coming up next for you. Actually, what is coming up next?
Well, when are we reading the mean tweets?
We got the mean tweets coming up for you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Best LeBron with guy. Colin Sexton on him. LeBron back in Sexton in. Here comes the double team. Fall away. Good again! LeBron has 46 when he hits a fall away two-pointer from the right-hand side. And, Michael, this is as good of a performance by LeBron as a Laker as we've seen yet.
LeBron with a, for lack of a better way to phrase it, a Kobe-esque performance last night Cleveland, John.
Yeah, and, you know, on a day where a lot of us are struggling to get through, and as you said at the top of the show, Mace, we want to honor the feelings of the Bryant family and make sure that we celebrate Kobe today, if anything. That was the first time I've seen somebody take over a game in a Laker uniform like that since Kobe's last game at Staples Center. I mean, this was – LeBron was 11 for 12 in the fourth quarter. And he scored 21 points. The entire Cavs team scored 19. And it reminded me of Kobe.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a day where a lot of us are talking about Kobe and Gigi and, you know, trying to get through the day that way, it made me smile because that's what 24 used to do. Exactly what LeBron did last night.
He is, you know, last night I'm watching the game and first of all, the game was close after three quarters, right?
Cavs by one after three.
Yeah, we were down a point. And to watch him take over, LeBron is so much fun to watch.
Oh, he's miss TV.
Every game, it is so much fun to watch him. We are so lucky. We are so blessed to have this guy choose to play in Los Angeles. And, you know, he has become... you know, one of the greatest Lakers ever to wear that uniform, without question. Well, and last night, proof of it.
And here's I've heard Jeannie Buss talk about this before, and she's right. When you get a player like this, when you get a generational player like Kobe, like LeBron, I hope we can all appreciate it because it won't be around forever. And what LeBron is doing at age 36 is stunning. And I don't know if anyone's ever dominated the league the way he's doing at that age. I think Karl Malone won an MVP when he was 35. But every time, you know, he goes into Milwaukee and they say, well, Giannis is the two-time MVP. You know, LeBron can't handle Giannis. Blows the Bucks away. You know, goes into Chicago, Anthony Davis dominates. Last night, and now that sets up tomorrow, Mace. The guy that is playing, and by the way, let me interrupt this by saying they did just announce no one elected at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
No one getting into the Hall of Fame, yeah. Just saw it.
Curt Schilling was the closest, but he's not in. But, you know, going back to, if you get a player like that, and he's playing in your city, and he's carrying your team and leading your team to championships like LeBron is doing, you got to enjoy it while it lasts, man. He's just such a spectacular player. And Kobe was the same way, and Magic was the same way, and so was Kareem and Worthy. We're just blessed here in Los Angeles to have this lineage of Lakers that are, you know, that people will remember forever, these Hall of Fame guys. That, and that was as good of a performance as LeBron's had since he joined the Lakers. It was just 19 of 26 from the field, 7 of 11 from 3. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a joke. And by the way, the way this entire team, like Montrezl Harrell off the bench last night, had a really good night.
6 of 9, 15
really
points.
Really good free throw shooting team.
By the way, Montrezl Harrell's birthday today, 27th birthday. Happy birthday, Trez.
Happy birthday, Trez. And great three-point shooting team. Anthony Davis is just a force. Actually, Anthony Davis is in a little bit of a slump, I think, last night included.
Well, not in Chicago, he was unbelievable.
In Chicago, he was great, yeah. Last night, he's actually been on himself a little bit.
Well, his shot was struggling, but, I mean, he's been rebounding. He had a double-double, 17 points and 10 rebounds. I think he's actually a little hard on himself. But they didn't need AD last night because LeBron was so good. And then, for those of you who missed it earlier in the show, Alex Caruso is now the most accurate three-point shooter in the NBA. He's making 54.5% of his threes. Seth Curry ranks second. And KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, is fourth. So tomorrow night, Mace, you're going to have three of the top four three-point shooters in the league on the court at the same time. And if there's a guy that's playing close to LeBron's level this year, it's Joel Embiid of the Sixers. Right now, if I had an MVP vote, I would vote LeBron 1, Embiid 2.
By the way, most of, and I would do it the same, but most of basketball would have Embiid as the MVP right now.
Well, so tomorrow night, that narrative could change. Embiid's averaging 28 points and 11 rebounds per game. He has the highest PER, player efficiency rating in the league, 31.1. Mace, listen to Embiid's games from last week, okay?
Right.
42 and 10 over the Celtics on Wednesday.
Yeah, I watched that game. He was ridiculous.
38 and 11 over the Celtics on Friday, and 33 and 10 against Detroit on Saturday. He sat out last night, and tomorrow will be his first game back, and it's against the Lakers in Philly. We'll have that game for you, by the way. 4:30 tip-off. It'll be on 710 ESPN and on ESPN TV. So you can watch it. You can listen to it. Tomorrow, 4:30. As a matter of fact, Mace, you and I are only on till 3 tomorrow to make room for that game.
I hate when we don't get our full show.
Well, tomorrow it'll be okay because we're going to get a great game. Maybe I know it's early, but maybe the best matchup so far this season in the regular year.
By the way, for me, that is an NBA Finals preview. I think Philly is going to the Finals. You think Brooklyn. I think Philly.
Yeah, I think Brooklyn's going to beat them to it. But Brooklyn doesn't have anybody who theoretically can guard Embiid.
They really don't.
So DeAndre Jordan is their center, and he would have to stop him, which is a big if.
By the way, mentioning the Baseball Hall of Fame, Curt Schilling missed by 16 votes getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's got one more.
And you've now come around to my thinking on Schilling. You would put him in, right?
I would put him in. Yeah, I mean, the hate tweets have nothing to do with his actual performance on the field. I would not put Bonds in, and I would not put Clemens in, only because we know they were using performance-enhancing drugs. That's different, by the way, than saying than sending out a tweet about trans people or sending out a tweet about by the way, reprehensible, sending out a tweet about Muslims, reprehensible, but has nothing to do with actually what's happening on the field. Schilling, you can make the case, was the best postseason pitcher in the history of baseball. I mean, his postseason numbers are ridiculous. So I would have voted for Schilling. I would not vote for Bonds or for Clemens. You would vote for all three, right?
I think I would, yeah. And I thought they were eventually going to get in, but Bonds Mace has probably hit a wall now. So here's his numbers the last 3 years, okay?
Okay.
59.1% in 2019. 60.7% in 2020. So only went up 1%. And now 61.8%. Went up 1% again. I think he's hit a roadblock.
What about Clemens? Do you have Clemens in front of you?
I don't. I just have Bonds. But, Bonds was he needed 75, and he's stuck at 61.8.
Yeah, that may be it. He's only got 1 year of eligibility. It's unlikely.
The Veterans Committee could put him in, but that's
unlikely. Yeah, he has to wait.
The younger people are more likely to put him in.
Coming up next for you, we have two very special voiceover talents here at the station. One is our boss, Amanda Brown. The other is Bergman, the assistant program director, and our former producer. And you hear them both on Laker games now. So what we decided to do was to find a couple of tweets. And I get tweets all the time that people hate me for whatever reason. At Venice Mace. If you ever get really pissed off, feel free to tweet me and let me know how you feel. Ireland, you told me your hate tweets are very gentle.
They're I wouldn't say very gentle, but they weren't as venomous as I thought. I went back and looked, I'd say, at the last 3 months of tweets.
Yep.
And there's some decent ones in there that rip us, but it's not too bad, no.
Okay, so Amanda, boss Amanda, and former producer Greg, we'll read those mean tweets for us coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So me and Ireland both went through our Twitter timelines over the last couple of months, and we found some very critical tweets of us. And we've got two brilliant voiceover talents who work here at the station. You hear them during Laker games. Sometimes it's boss Amanda. Sometimes the latest one is assistant program director Greg Bergman. Bergman, our former producer. So we've got these tweets laid out, and we're going to go back and forth between Amanda's tweets and Bergman's tweets. So you will hear, and we will be able to judge who is the best voiceover talent, in addition to us being embarrassed in some way.
And we will address each criticism and tell you if it's valid.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so let's start with boss Amanda.
At Groovin' Dad, you know less about sports than my dead grandma. You're wrong about everything. It should be called the Ireland Show, you dumb loser.
Now, this is one that I actually agree with.
No.
I think we should rename the show the Ireland Show. What do
How
you
about
think?
Ireland and the dumb loser.
Yeah, but that was a little harsh.
That was harsh.
Do you know what that was in response to?
I have absolutely no clue whatsoever. Somebody listening to the show thinking I know less sports than somebody's dead grandma and that I am a dumb loser.
I will tell you this. Both of my grandmothers are dead, and you know more about sports than the two of them combined. So
excellent.
You should rest easy in that.
So that tweet is completely false. All right, let's hear what Bergman has.
At Curtis Purdue Zero. I hate when you guys say before a game, George, you can play. Lindsay, you can play. John, you can play. Mace, you can play. We know you guys are playing. You don't have to announce it.
No, I disagree with Curtis Perdue because people are coming and going all the time, and you just hear voices, Mace, blurting out. So if there's four different voices that they're going to hear during the game, I think it's good to set the table and tell people who the voices are. What do you think?
I think it's a really funny criticism. I actually think we do it now as a joke.
Right.
Like we say who's playing kind of as a joke because everybody does know who's playing.
But by the way, after one tweet, who do you favor in the voiceover, Amanda or Greg?
I'm leaning towards Amanda.
I'm leaning towards Greg. That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah, well, Amanda's going to get really bent if I don't eventually swing over to her. But after one tweet, I think Bergman has a slight edge.
Okay, but
Amanda has a few more to go here, so here we go.
Here is the second tweet from Amanda, and I believe this is about me.
At Lakers Magic Biker, your videos creep me out. Stop staring at me with your serial killer eyes. You think you're so cool. Go back to Cleveland.
Okay. First of all, now that was an excellent read by Amanda.
It really
was. She kind
was.
Of assumed the persona of this guy that hates you. And I thought he had, I would appreciate it if you would stop staring at me with your serial killer eyes. So, you know, I think that's
I do not
point.
Think I have serial killer eyes. This is a popular thing on Twitter. People will take a picture of me. They'll do a
it's
screen
a
capture.
Thing on
they'll do a screen capture of my eyes.
Do you wear
off
your
one of those videos?
Do you wear your glasses when you do the videos?
No, I don't.
So start wearing your glasses. And what to do is wear a different pair of glasses every day. And go more and more over the top. Like by the end of it, you got to have the Abe Rothstein super big Coke bottle
super
glasses,
big glasses
from Casino.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I work really hard on those little videos every day. The station told me you do those. The big guy in New York said, hey, make sure you do these things. So I do them every day. And then people criticize me. Even Morales will bring up the serial killer eyes thing, which became a thing on Twitter.
Hey.
I'm not a serial killer, and I don't have serial killer eyes.
Hey, Jorge, could we put this Psycho soundtrack behind Mason's video when he reads it? Because I think
sure.
that would add a lot of color to it.
Damn.
All right, so now Amanda has think she has posted the tweet to beat in the voiceover category. Let's see what Greg has.
At Cohen underscore JS. I love the show and everything about it. Except I hate it when Steve repeats himself. He'll say something and say the same phrase right after he says it. It drives me nuts.
What would be an example of that?
By the way, that is a tweet that you put in. You put in a tweet that was anti-me.
It was addressed to me, so I had it.
It was about me. I thought these things were supposed to be about both of us. Now your tweets are also mean to me.
No, I think that the ones I put in were mean to either one of us or to both of us.
And in honor of this guy, I think these tweets are also mean to me. Do I repeat myself? Is that a fact?
I've never noticed. Lindsay, does he repeat himself?
Well, I can't think of any instance.
I think that's a false criticism. I don't think that you do that.
I think it's completely unfair that you sent in the tweets and then you've got tweets that are bad about me.
Well, I'll tell you in advance that there are tweets coming up about the D-head hat that are not favorable.
Again about me.
No, but it's not as much about you as it is about the hat.
Okay, here is Boss Amanda with angry tweet number 3.
At Tommy Loco Rams, you're lucky I hate what's on the other station. The only reason I listen to Mason in Ireland is I hate you less. That's not saying much about you. Hashtag trash.
That's a great tweet. And by the way, Amanda has taken over the voiceover thing. You can feel
Hashtag
venom.
Trash.
You can feel venom when she reads them. She's killing it now. And she has supplanted Bergman.
That is
top.
Our goal, by the way.
By the way,
hate
that
us
tweet,
less.
Wait, but that tweet was excellent. Play that tweet again, Jorge.
At Tommy Loco Rams, you're lucky I hate what's on the other station. The only reason I listen to Mason in Ireland is I hate you less. That's not saying much about you. Hashtag trash.
What is great about Tommy, And Tommy, we appreciate you listening, is you appear to have failed to realize that you have other options besides the other station.
Yeah,
and
no,
us.
It's either us or them, and he hates us less. So thank you for hating us less. Is,
and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Tommy Loco Rams. We appreciate you listening, even though you don't like us.
Yeah, that was George, do we have any left?
Yeah,
one
I
more.
Think we've got
one more.
Bergman.
One more for Bergman. All right, here we go.
At Sean C. Golding. I thought for sure at Venice Mace was the pothead of the crew, but Ireland's straight smoking crack.
That's when I suggested trade Aaron Donald for Deshaun Watson, I think. People were very upset over that.
You straight up smoking crack.
And you are the pothead of the group, in case there
I
was
am.
Any
do
doubt
not
of that.
Deny. Look, I own that. That is me. Podolyaska! No, that is me.
All right, so now here's the thing. Now that we've introduced this bit, we're expecting you people to come up with more creative, more venomous tweets. Twitter at Venice Mace, Twitter at LA Ireland. Let us have it with any of your concerns, complaints, anything you want, and we'll send them to Greg and Amanda, and they'll read them.
Yeah, take your best shot. Take your best shot. I can take it. John, can you? You can take it.
I think it's great.
I think it's funny. You, if you hear something stupid, you want to tweet us and garbage us about it or call us trash or whatever. By the way, that's rough. Hashtag trash.
Well, that was the guy that says the only reason he listens to us is we're not as bad as the other station.
Yeah, that guy's great. That guy's great. Yeah, hit us with your best shot. At Venice Mace, at LA Ireland.
What were the odds she was going to make an appearance on the show?
No holds barred. Just do it.
All right. So, you know, I said earlier that, you know, Les Snead's coming on with George and LZ later. And that you and I both like Les because he's kind of a straight shooter. And today he was incredibly candid. Chris tweets, and this is actually fair. Hey, Ireland. If Snead is so smart, then why did he sign Jared Goff and Gurley to those horrible contracts?
Fair question.
It won't be horrible, Chris, if he can get out of them.
Yeah, no. If you can find a way out, we're in good shape. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is John's game today, right?
Yes, I am prepared. And this, you guys all have an equal shot at Mace. I think the last time I played this game, you won it. But I think today, everybody's got a shot.
Wait, does the 2 point, the final week of the month, does a 2 point still count in? Or
oh, yeah. I'm gonna,
are these all worth two?
Yeah. Remember the last week of the month, they counted as two.
Okay. So what day is it today? Tuesday? Who won yesterday?
Tuesday 26th.
You did. It was a head to head between me and you.
All right. So, Mace, give me an extra point, and this one today is worth two.
Yeah. You've got five. Lindsay's got three. Mason's got three. Michael Thompson has two. Jorge has one.
Do I still have five or do I get a six now? I think I get a six.
Did you call privilege yesterday?
No.
Oh, just, no. Calling privilege is different.
No, you did
the
game yesterday.
So you've got six. You're up 6-3.
You did the game yesterday.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. All right. Game of Games coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yes, it's Game of Games time. And despite that angry tweet, I'm going to say it. John, it's your game. Who can play?
Mace, you can play. Jorge can play. Lindsay can play. It's a three-competitor game today.
Excellent.
And you have a sponsor, right?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing. They are powerful. They are affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. John, what's the game?
All right, it's time for the character game. We've played this a couple times before. I'll start reading the names of characters from a famous movie, play, or TV show.
Okay.
As soon as you know the thing I'm talking about, buzz in. Your name is your buzzer. First one to three wins. Here we go.
Got it.
So I'm going to start reading characters.
Is it just movies or just TV or is it everything?
It's everything.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Gil. Bloat. Nigel.
Lindsay. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is correct, and Lindsay's on the board. Very good, Lindsay. Okay. Number two.
Yep.
Angelica Shuler. Aaron Burr, King George, Thomas Jefferson.
Lindsay.
I've never seen this, but I'm going to guess Hamilton.
Hamilton is correct, and Lindsay is Mace. How did you not get that?
How did I not get it? I've watched it three times.
You begged me to watch that movie.
Okay.
Lindsay is one away from winning this.
Is that it? It's only to three? Can well, it be to four?
Okay, we'll make it to four. Just because Lindsay might sweep it anyway. Yes. All right, here we go. Hank Schrader. Mason. Steven Gomez. Mace.
That's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is correct. You knew Hank, Mace. I yep. figured you'd get that one. Okay. Here's the next one. Number four. Lindsay, two. Mason, one. Jorge, you Jorge? Alive out there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in.
All right,
get
here we go.
Scratch, as Stu Lance would
here
say.
Here we go. Yep. All right. Joe Swanson, Cleveland Brown.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Is that the
three,
Family Guy?
2-1. Yes, it's Family Guy, and Lindsay has three. Mace, you're lucky you moved it
She's
up to
about
four.
About to close it out. Yeah, no.
This is pretty bad.
See,
all right.
It's not even going to help me.
All right, here we go. The next one. James Gordon, Alfred Pennyworth.
Mason.
Mason.
Batman.
Batman and Mace has come within one. Lindsay, three. Mason, two.
Jorge.
Hey, Jorge, you're live out there?
Yeah.
Yet to scratch, as Stu Lance would say.
Okay. Guy Smiley.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
That's the Muppets.
I don't know if I can
Muppet.
Give it to you.
Yeah,
it's Sesame Street. I'll give you that one.
Muppet,
Lindsay,
yeah,
Lindsay wins it. It's Sesame Street.
Wait a minute.
Street.
The Muppets and Sesame Street are not the same thing.
Yes, they are. How are
no,
they not?
They're not. One's PBS and one's owned by Disney.
But Guy Smiley is a Muppet.
And who was on I just Googled Sesame Street characters and he came up.
But she said Muppets.
Okay, we'll throw that one out. Lindsay, four. Mason, two.
Oh, no. They're just two different
Lindsay,
things.
Lindsay, three. Mason, two. Okay, it's a technicality, but Lindsay, I still think you're going to win. All right, you ready? Jorge, I'd love for you to score here. Man. Do something.
Come on.
Wait a minute. I just looked it up, and he is on both.
That's what I thought, too, but we'll just keep playing. You're going to win anyway. These guys are terrible at this. All right, here we go. Joey Potter. Pacey Witter.
Lindsay.
Dawson's Creek, and Lindsay wins it going away anyway. All right, Jorge, we'll see if you can keep from getting the Curtis.
All right. The Mason.
Yeah, we call
it's
it the Mason,
the Mason
now.
If you get no right answers in a game, it's called the Mason in honor of me.
Okay, and Jorge, there are three left for you to try and scratch. All right, here we go. Smith Jared, Stanford Blatch, Lindsay.
Isn't that Sex in the City?
Sex in the City.
Oh.
Lindsay, five. Mason, two.
How is an adult male human being going to know the name of the characters on Sex in the City?
You want to know something?
Who else's name is Smith? His name is Smith.
Mason, you want to know something? I was able to come up with those names without looking anything up. All right?
You never watch that show. That
two
show,
more.
Yeah, that show was not for anybody with testosterone.
All right, two more. Mrs. Trumbull. Little
Lindsay.
Ricky.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Matilda.
Yes, that's it.
No.
No.
Whoa.
Little Ricky. Mace, here's the next one. Ethel Mertz.
Mason.
Mace.
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy is what we were looking for.
Jorge, right. Yet to scratch. You have one
right,
last
here it
chance,
is.
Jorge.
All right, Lindsay, I'm going to have you drop out of this since you've already won the game to give Jorge a fighting chance. All right? Jorge, it's you against Mason. Mano a mano, all right?
Yeah. Yes.
Here we go. Grandpa Joe, Mr. Slugworth, Charlie Bucket, Augustus Gloop.
Oh, my
Mason.
God.
Mace.
Willy Wonka and the
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and we will now, when somebody goes scoreless, call it the Jorge.
The Jorge.
When
you don't scratch in a game, as Stu Lance would say, it's called the Jorge.
So Lindsay gets two. Does that put her up to five?
Lindsay gets two. That means, that means she's got 5 points.
Okay, so tomorrow, are we playing Game and Games tomorrow, even though we only have a two-hour show?
I think we should because the wonderful people at Power Pro.
Okay, so
that's right.
2:45 tomorrow, we bag Radio Tinder. Well, Lindsay has to do them both because it's her game tomorrow. So, Lindsay, it's your choice. Do you want to play Radio Tinder or Game of Games?
I mean, I would rather do the Game of Games.
Okay,
if we have to choose,
so that's what we'll do.
That's what we'll do.
2:40 tomorrow, Game of Games, Lindsay's game. And, Mace, you desperately need that to keep up with me. If I win that, I might lock it up.
The score is now Ireland 6, Lindsay 5, me 3, Michael Thompson 2, and Jorge did scratch one time.
And by the way, Michael will be here tomorrow, Lindsay. So as you create your game, keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, I have to remember that because he killed the last game, the old NFL trivia one.
Yeah, anything old, Michael will excel in. He is an old guy. all right, coming up next, George Sedano and Z. Granderson, they are actually going to have Les Snead on their show today in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, so and just so you know what the big to-do is about Les Snead, he said in an interview today on a Zoom session, he was asked, is Jared Goff your quarterback? And he said, well, it's a beautiful mystery. And then, Jorge, I'm going to go to Plachke here. Bill Plachke gave him every chance to walk it back. And here's what happened.
Given your uncertainty today, you know you could end all this. You're setting yourself up for a whole summer of questions about Jared. You can end it right now by saying he's a quarterback of the future for this team. So, I mean, you realize what you're setting yourself up for here.
Well, I mean, but in this job, right, you're always going to get questions. So I think that
I'm giving you a chance. I'm giving you one more chance to say he's your quarterback.
Oh, Jared Goff's he's a Ram right right now.
Right now.
So what's the date?
What's the date?
January 26th. I mean, that's a fact. That's obvious. He's right. I mean, he's number two in wins. Him and Sean have partnered together. I mean, Tom Brady's got more. And the things Tom Brady's doing, I don't even know if I can put that in words. I mean, so that's been a heck of a partnership. What I do know is, and I think the real thing that should come out of this is, hey, we want to be a better offense.
So that's what they're up against now.
So
Rams,
as of January 26th, Jared Goff is a Ram. Not even he's the quarterback. He's a Ram. Wow. That is rough. That is rough. All right, coming up next for you is Purgatory. George and LZ will be here. And just a reminder, at 4:40, they've got Les Snead coming on in person. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
See, what I'm doing is I'm begging for a compliment myself because I've lost 25 pounds. I keep waiting. I compliment George, and I'm waiting for George to say, wow, Mace, you lost a lot
but
of
no
weight,
one
too.
Is, no one has seen you.
Right.
It's
That's
true.
The difference.
But
I
look great.
Seen you.
Trust me when I say I
See,
look great.
The three of us are out and about. LZ's yes. making TV appearances. Sedano and I are going to NBA games. You're just like in a hole.
Right. I am in a hole. I feel like I'm in a hole.
But you know what? Here you go, Mace.
You and your serial killer eyes are in a hole.
Mace, I'll say this. You know what? You look freaking great, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
that.
Loss.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Did that seem
pounds.
Genuine or no?
Nah, not really.
Right. So, George and LZ, you guys have heard a lot of press conferences in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. What
Hold on. Before you go down this road, Ireland, which is very important.
Yes, it is.
I'm really kind of fascinated with this mean tweet gig.
Yeah,
you guys
can we
got
hear
going
more
on.
Of them?
Can we hear more?
The mean
well, we only had six. We only had them record six.
Let's hear some. Let's
All
hear
right,
them.
So pick another one, Jorge.
At Groovin' Dad, you know less about sports than my dead grandma. You're wrong about everything. It should be called the Ireland Show, you dumb loser.
Now, George, I actually think that tweeter has an excellent point. It should be called the Ireland Show. Do you think Mace would handle that well?
No, definitely not. Because remember, no. Mason secretly wants the show to just be Mason.
Sure. Well, it was briefly.
Right.
I want it to be the Steve Mason Show with John Ireland.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, remember, there was the sounder that was on the Mason. Station or very pervasive that would go, Mason, Mason, Mason.
Yeah.
So who's Daryl Hall? right? You call Hall & Oates, but we know John didn't really pull his weight. So who's Daryl?
Oh, I'm Daryl. He's Oates. all the way.
I don't know.
I'm Batman. He's Robin.
I think it's more of a, like, kind of AD LeBron thing.
Okay. LeBron.
Yeah, I'm AD. I'm younger.
I'm the facilitator.
I'm younger and better looking.
I make everybody look good. And I'm the greatest talk show host in the world. I guess LeBron is the greatest player in the world, so that makes total sense to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, can I hear another one? Do we have another one we can hear?
Well, we
At Cohen underscore JS. I love the show and everything about it, except I hate it when Steve repeats himself. He'll say something and say the same phrase right after he says it. It drives me nuts.
I do not repeat myself.
What'd you say?
I don't repeat myself at all.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they were rough. They were rough.
Good. That's what they're supposed to be. They're mean tweets.
Yeah, they're supposed to be rough.
Yeah.
Not supposed to be lukewarm tweets.
So how do you guys deal with the hate? Because you guys must get hate too.
Oh, I mean, we do. I don't pay attention.
Do you respond?
It depends on if I'm waiting for like a source to call me back or something, I'll take some time out and respond. Like this weekend, you know, a lot of readers of the Los Angeles Times had a difficult time understanding the difference between a coaching tree and a coaching staff. And I enjoyed myself.
Wait a minute. Who doesn't know the difference between a tree and a staff? A tree is who you...
LZ had a great response to a mean tweet this weekend. And then I came across it like this morning because I wasn't on Twitter much this weekend. But I saw it. It was something you responded to something to someone about like bringing me donuts or something like that. It was funny. It was really, really funny.
Wait, you're getting listeners to bring you donuts?
No.
Someone had said I need to be bringing the donuts or something like that, and I just sort of said, well, George does like them fresh.
Right. So
well,
he says,
Mason is actually a donut consumer. He says he hasn't had them in a while, but I just saw him the other day call the donut shop and say you're listening to KSBN Los Angeles.
Oh, no. God, I totally slipped my mind that we were playing that game.
Yeah. So do we have another
by
one?
By the way, big shout out to DK's Donuts in Santa Monica. Great donuts.
There you go.
They
by the way,
my house
right
often.
Brand. How did right you lose the 25 brand. Pounds? Did you just like cut, like do like six?
You took a donut
12?
Hiatus. Yeah.
I got one of them Devil's Tricycles. Do you know what a Devil's Tricycle is?
No.
It's that bike that the arms go back and forth and the wind blows
at you. Oh, yeah.
And I've been busting my ass on that thing. And then the most important thing, I'm just eating less food. A lot of nuts and not a lot of yogurt, but not a lot of big servings of dinner and stuff. And it's working. Because in the end, it's really what you put in your mouth. It's not so much the exercise. It's what you put in your mouth.
Right,
That's how you lose weight.
Sinana, what time is Les Snead coming on?
4:40. He's coming on at 4:40.
All right. LZ, what is he doing? What is Les doing putting this out there that this Jared is a Ram for now? And then he adds, what's the date today? I mean, Goff's gone, right?
He's doing what's necessary to make sure people tune in at 4:40. He's getting a cliffhanger. It's called a tease, Ireland. It's called a tease. Now everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, what does he mean by that? Tune in at 4:40 and you'll find out.
Yeah, I think that I think it means Goff's gone.
You'll
and I'll be very curious. Yeah, I'll be very curious what he says when you guys ask him that.
I'm actually going to be in my car and I will absolutely listen to Les Snead on the show at 4:40.
Wait a minute. You don't go anywhere. Where are you going to be in your
car? This is the one night I go to acupuncture on Tuesday night.
Oh, there you go.
So I will go to acupuncture tonight and I will have you guys on the radio. That's the only time I go out. I go to the Starbucks drive-thru every morning. Mm-hmm. I go to acupuncture. And occasionally I go to the pharmacy. But even groceries get delivered on that. What's that?
Instacart?
Instacart, yeah. We don't even go into the grocery store anymore.
Let me ask you this, Mace. The coffee thing. Because I'm not a coffee connoisseur. So, I mean, I will have a cup of coffee, you know, maybe like five times a year tops. Does it need to be Starbucks or could you have like
just,
another coffee?
It's just a habit. You know, they got these Trenta Ice passion teas, that sort of red tea. So I drink that. Mm-hmm. But here's how much I don't like coffee. When it comes time to do the show at 12:30, right before the show is going to start, mm-hmm. I drink a venti iced coffee.
So venti is what size?
Venti is the largest.
Okay.
And I guzzle it in 2 minutes because I don't really like the taste of it. I'm really in it for the effect.
That's all I care about is the buzz I get from coffee, the energy. Mm-hmm. Then I feel like I'm getting shot out of a cannon for the show. And that's my job, is to be up and to be enthusiastic and to be caffeine charged. So I don't like coffee. I don't drink coffee when I'm not working. But right before I'm working, I get buzzed on caffeine.
Mm. All right. I got that. Can we get another into that?
Hey, so did you guys see what Adam Schefter tweeted today, that if he had to set the over-under on quarterbacks changing this year, he'd set it at 18, and he would bet the over?
Whoa! Wait, 18? As 18 quarterbacks will be...
quarterbacks
be 18 will be, new quarterbacks next
correct,
year.
Correct, out of 32.
Right.
And he says he would take the over. Would anybody take the over?
All right, I haven't 32? Really thought about this. Hold on. Let's take a look. We can just do this very quickly.
Well, if you go to Schefter's timeline, you'll see he lists all the ones he thinks they're going to change quarterbacks.
And oh, it's I have just... it.
Can we get a mean tweet while we're looking?
Yeah, George, play another mean tweet.
Yeah, yeah. Give me another mean. That's a great point.
At Tommy Loco Rams, you're lucky I hate what's on the other station. The only reason I listen to Mason in Ireland is I hate you less. That's not saying much about you. Hashtag trash.
Now, the thing I liked about that one was that he apparently is under the impression that he either has to listen to the other station or us, and
right,
there are
no
other options.
Yeah.
We like people who think like that, because then we got a 50% chance of having a listener.
Yeah, I'm with you, man, for sure.
Hashtag trash is rough. I think people use the word trash way too often. I hate when
very
people
upset
are
about
trash.
That.
What's that? Yeah, no, I hate trash. I hate like when people say, oh, that player, hashtag trash, or he's trash, or they're trash. I'll get tweets like, Jared Goff is trash, when I say something about Jared Goff. Now, that one, I've got to say, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right.
I like when people
but hashtag trash is really rough to me.
I like when people say that I'm a failed journalist.
Why are you a failed journalist?
I think you're an accomplished journalist. I think you're the
really
opposite of a
up.
Failed journalist.
I go, wow, boy, this is failure. I can't wait to succeed.
I was going
to
say you have like 19 jobs.
Yeah, how many columns a week do you write for the Times?
I try to get two on a good week, three columns a week, and then I do a few columns for ABC. And have the radio show.
You know,
when you put it together, I'm failed.
I'm surprised the Times hasn't called me because I write real good.
Well, I can recommend some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Schefter's timeline here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's
got, now which one of these are you talking about, Ireland? Because he's got two different tweets. He's got a tweet from yesterday that says some QBs whose futures are in question, and then he's got another one with a bunch of like Deshaun Watson in different uniforms.
No. I'll find the exact one. But the thing that he is proposing is that all these places that you think like Pittsburgh,
right? Ben Roethlisberger.
He thinks Ben Roethlisberger may be out in Pittsburgh. He thinks Deshaun Watson's leaving. He thinks that the Raiders may move off of Derek Carr.
Yeah.
He thinks, what he's saying is most of these people, most of these things are likely rather than unlikely.
Who's secure? The Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, right, is secure.
Yep. Right.
Then
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, right? Lamar Jackson is probably still is secure, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Joe Burrow just got drafted, so he got hurt, so he's probably secure.
He's probably secure. He looked. Justin Herbert is secure.
Baker Mayfield is secure right now. Baker's he just took secure. Him to the second round of the playoffs.
Is Tua secure?
No.
I don't think so. I think if Deshaun Watson became available, they'd get off Tua.
New England needs a quarterback.
Well, I think Deshaun Watson is available.
No, I'm saying
Darnold.
Is Sam Darnold for sure?
Yeah.
I think he's secure.
Sam Darnold is not secure.
All right, so here's what he says. There are roughly 10 QBs locked into starting jobs for opening day next season. This is expected to be an unprecedented offseason of QB movement. My over-under of teams changing QBs this offseason is 18, and I'll go with the over. Here's the ones he thinks are in question. You guys just tell me yes or no.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, is he back as quarterback of the Texans?
No.
No.
Mace?
Deshaun Watson, no.
All right. Aaron Rodgers, is he back?
No.
I doubt it.
Really?
Life is a magical mystery.
George, what do you think?
Gone.
No way they let him out. I think he stays in Green Bay.
I think he's going to be there, if I had to guess.
All right.
I think he's coming
right
here.
But we're divided. We're 50-50. All right. Matthew Stafford, we all know, is out, right?
Yeah, he's out.
All right.
But wait a second. Adam is specifically saying that he thinks that Aaron could be on the move?
Yes.
Oh, then I believe it.
He's the one that started the rumor. And by the way,
the
first team, George, he suggested as a possibility was the Rams.
Woo! There we go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Super Bowl. So wait a second. Mace, you were like Mr. Golf 10 minutes ago.
No, wait.
That was before Steve came on the air.
Don't mischaracterize what I said. I said Jared Goff was the right guy to play those games. I think Jared Goff was the right guy for the Seattle game. I think he was the right guy for the Green Bay game. And I said next year they've got to find other options. So all I said was Jared Goff has got to be the option that you play for those games and not Wolford.
Okay, so we've got three possibilities now.
By the way, that is the longest whoa in history.
It was a great whoa.
Dak Prescott, LZ, is he back in Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure in a connecting flight somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, you think he's not going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys?
Oh, Adam Schefter says it's possible.
Wow.
That he won't
be. It's possible, man.
Okay, Carson Wentz.
Well, the owner seems to have thrown in with him. That's why Doug Peterson
got fired. But possible, right?
Yeah, he's possible.
Jared Goff, we now think almost likely.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. I don't know who wants Cam Newton anymore.
No, he's got
to
be
he's out in New England.
Oh, he's out in New England.
They have to get a new quarterback.
Yeah, he's a free
agent. Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina.
Yeah, he's moved around a lot. So I can say
I don't know. They went 5-11. I mean, I think
he's
out. The world on fire.
Mitch Trubisky, Bears.
Yeah.
He's a free agent.
Right. So I think he's out.
He's coming back.
No,
you
but
think he's coming back,
I think he's coming back.
But I don't think he's going to be the starter. Do you, LZ?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're divided. All right. Jameis Winston, is he a lock to start in New Orleans if Breeze retires?
He's a free agent. I think they're going to consider Taysom Hill, whatever his name is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever it is that Sean
The Miami situation, either Tua or Ryan Fitzpatrick. We wouldn't all be shocked if they have a new QB, right?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's a free
agent.
If
they can get Deshaun Watson, they will move off Tua. But that's probably the only way they move off Tua.
All right. Washington football team, Alex Smith.
Wide open.
For sure they need a quarterback.
Okay, Pittsburgh, yeah. Big
Sorry,
Ben.
Sorry, I know he's your boo.
Big Ben.
You're my boo. He ain't got nothing to do with his location.
All right. And so where are we at on Big Ben?
Yeah, Ben, he's got one more year, and he says he wants to come back. That's a tough spot.
Right.
I think
he retires. They don't have an obvious developmental quarterback there.
Yeah, I think he retires.
Okay.
I think he retires, too. I agree.
Okay, so that was 15 names I just read to you. So what he's saying is those 15 are all possible – and it's not hard to get to three more.
Wow.
All right? So, you know, for example, like I'm a Raider fan. I think Derek Carr's coming back.
Yeah, but I wouldn't guarantee it for sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not absolutely going to bring back. He didn't, on his list, he didn't have the Colts job. That's an open job.
That's wide open.
Yeah, because Phillip retired. So
okay, right. So that puts us at 17. And then he didn't, or did I mention Sam Darnold? I don't think I did. All right, well, I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You did.
So
I don't think
he's
necessarily a sure thing, but I like Sam Darnold. I don't think he's been given a fair chance yet.
Okay, so we're at 17 now, and then, like, you think Kirk Cousins? It wouldn't shock us if they cut bait on Kirk Cousins?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised there either.
Atlanta, Matt Ryan, he's not
Matt Ryan, there's a lot of talk that Matt Ryan is moving on.
Right, so the 18 all of a sudden that Schefter threw out there is not ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not when you have seven head coach openings, and more often than not, a new head coach, you know, kind of want to build their own system around their own guy. That kind of informs you right there. If you don't have a made man already in that position, and more often than not, if you've been fired, usually it's because there's something going on with the quarterback. It's very rare that a winning quarterback gets his coach.
Yeah. So by the way, I just thought of another one: Denver. That's 19.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Locke is not going to
stay. He's not a lock.
Yeah.
Not a lock. All right, so there you go.
Hey, last thing for you, LZ. Definitely make the Times aware that I write real good.
Yeah.
I will.
Can we give Mason a blog?
I do believe the sports editor for the Los Angeles Times is listening to you right now.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent.
I'm free. So, I'm available, and I write real good.
Mace,
that's
I'm
a hell of a
you.
Pitch, Mace. Good
this
luck with
the,
that.
This is the blog right here, Mind of Mason.
Oh God, you don't even want to know what's in here.
There you go.
Know,
you
know, this it's is cloudy.
And that could be that could be the catch line. You don't even want to know what's in here.
That's a good slogan. Yeah. That's a good slogan. Yeah. All right, so you guys got Les Snead coming up at 4:40. I will be listening to that.
Yeah.
The latest on his reaction to Jared Goff tomorrow.
We're grill him.
Bye.
We're gonna grill Les Snead. We're gonna make him answer the question.
You're gonna give him the Michael Thompson treatment, the Bahamian Grill Master treatment.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna make him answer the question that he wouldn't answer from Bill Plaschke earlier today.
And tomorrow, by the way, Bill Plaschke will join us at 1:30. So we'll talk to him about asking that question.